Thank you for holding. Is this Eric?
Yes.
Hey, Eric. My name's John. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing good this morning. How about yourself?
I am so blessed. It's busy, though. It's a good problem to have, I guess.
Yes.
I understand you were speaking with Tara. I heard the back end of the conversation as I came to sit down here, and she was saying, yeah, make it affordable. And I know that's there's a different definition for everybody, but I'll do my best for you. Did you have any questions like about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. So let me see what I can do for you here. The major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available, but Tara's telling me you're ready for off-season work. So usually with lawn care and landscaping, what we mean by off-season work is they oftentimes will switch to like snow removal or holiday lighting if it applies to their area. So is that what she means by that? You're trying to do like some kind of snow removal or holiday lighting?
Yes, I'm doing holiday lighting currently.
Oh, okay. Yeah, perfect timing. My wife actually was just talking to me about that last night. She's like,
oh, really?
Yeah, because our neighbors, you know, they started decorating for Christmas already, and she's like, keep up with the Joneses. They did it. I want to do it. I'm like, okay. You know, and I'm like, it's a little early, though. We haven't even got to Thanksgiving yet, but. yeah, she goes straight from Halloween to Christmas and just skips Thanksgiving.
Yeah, like everybody skips Thanksgiving. Like,
yeah. I'm like, okay, so we're going to have Christmas decorations at the Thanksgiving table? Yeah. Hello. So the major benefit to you, though, is that we have the listing open in the area. Usually Google only displays three top local listings at a time per county. So we just have this one opening for Tarrant County, but we're going down a list. You know, you'll actually be covering like the greater DFW area. Do you go to Dallas as well?
I'm in Tarrant County. Like that's what I service. I don't know if that's such as Dallas or not. I think it's
well
the most east side. It goes to Arlington, I think.
Yeah, I mean that's kind of a Google thing though. So it's like you'll cover Tarrant County, especially if you're in Fort Worth. But with Google, they usually call it the greater, like, DFW, like Dallas-Fort Worth area. So it kind of, it does get over into that area. So it'd be, it's not just Tarrant County. It'd be Tarrant County and surrounding areas. But we can customize it to you. Like, if you say, hey, I don't want to go into Dallas, we can kind of cut off that service area, too. I just know that that's an area where it's high traffic for holiday lighting.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that's why I was bringing it up. The idea for us is to try to cover as much ground so that way we can get you as much job opportunity as possible and then retain you, right? We want to – it's a month-to-month service, so we want to be able to work with you long-term. Some of the companies that are up there now – specifically for holiday lighting, right? North Texas Holiday Lighting LLC, ON, Point Holiday Lighting, and then Stellar Holiday Lighting. So I don't know if you heard of those guys, but you'd be up there with them. They'll be able to see Icicle Elegance.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The beauty of these placements is you don't have to pay per lead or clicker call. That's what makes them so sought after. It's just one flat monthly rate, so you know what you're spending each month, and then the customers can contact you as a live call. So if they just happen to type in holiday lighting or be looking for that, you'll show as a top option. They can contact you directly from there without you incurring any additional charges from us as a service provider.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going to send you a text message here. This is to our traditional pricing structures. Let me know when you get that.
Got it.
Okay. And if you click on that link, it'll pull up the pricing page. So it should say take control of your online presence, generate more business.
Yes.
Okay. So as you scroll down this page, you'll see kind of a general intro to our company, right? We get you found online, generate more leads for you. We help monitor your reviews and track your company's success. Kind of goes over our proven success. We have about 21 years in the business now, this December. So we started December 2004, over 10,000 active clients, 4.9 out of 5 satisfaction rating. It goes over like our process, so we have like a free consultation for the business. You select the plan for you. We do a client interview to customize the plan for you and onboarding. And then we do fulfillment and a follow-up call once it's all up and running. And then we just continue to do the optimization to keep you up there. So that way you're generating those clients each month. If you go down a little further, you'll see a Google Ads partner badge and credentials to verify that we are an actual Google partner. We're actually the highest rated Google partner in the industry just because we're the longest tenured and we have the most people here. But if you scroll down, you'll actually be able to see some packages and pricing structures. And I know that's where you were with Tara, right? She wanted to know what we could do with pricing. So there's different packages. The first three I wouldn't recommend, especially if you're a smaller business and a newer business that's focused on holiday lighting. These ones come with additional Google Ads, which would help you cover way beyond Dallas and Tarrant County, right? And that's, to my understanding, you kind of want to keep it more local, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if you scroll down, you'll see another group of packages. It's a Platinum SEO, Local Bundles, plus Facebook Ads.
Mm-hmm.
And they go Essential, Pro, and Platinum. So I'm not sure you really would need the Platinum. I'm thinking more of like a Pro package would be ideal for you. Do you have a website at all?
No, I'm actually getting it, working on it currently to get it.
Oh, okay. So you've already bought like the domain, like icicleelegance.com?
I have icicleelegance.store.
.store, okay. Well, that actually will help a lot. So I'll be able to waive all setup fees on these packages if you already have a site and we don't have to develop a site for you. The packages come with a site, the Pro and the Platinum. And then what I'm thinking I can do, I can put you on a Platinum package bundle, but I'll reduce the rate down to just $299 month to month. So I'll basically charge you the cheapest pricing point. Mainly that's what we charge just for the Google Places placement and getting that done. But I'll upgrade you to the Platinum. So that way, if you need help with the website, we'll still be able to help you with that. We'll have a graphic design team that can help you. Also, the Facebook advertising is a big one for holiday lighting. And I know that'll help us generate a couple of extra leads for you each month. And then it also includes like Amazon Alexa, Bing, and a popular directory submission. That would basically cover all your bases. Like I know you'll be on Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. Anytime these people type in holiday lighting, that should cover all your bases throughout the season.
Okay.
Okay. So that way we're like a one-stop shop. You don't have to have 100 different bills floating around.
Yes, sir.
Okay. If I could approve a pricing structure like that at just $299 and waive the setup fee for a Platinum package bundle, I mean, I'm sure that's something you could see a value in giving a shot. That way we could show you how well Google advertising works, right?
Yes, sir. I'm interested in that.
Okay. All right. So I got to create the Google business profile. You don't exist right now on Google. You haven't been verified yet. So I'm going to create that and we'll get you verified. You only got to do this one time for as long as you own the company. Okay. So even if you leave us later, you'll still keep this. You'll still be verified. They'll be able to start seeing reviews and everything. So there is a profile there, just no website attached. It's not verified, right? So I just want to make sure this is all accurate. So you're working 8 to 10. I have Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday closed.
You can do – it's just the, like I can work 8 to 10 during the week, but it's just like for my leads.
Mm-hmm. That's for calls, yeah, because there's a little open and closed icon on the Google business profile.
Okay, you can leave it up there. That's fine. Responding to me is not.
I think we got to fix it, though, because it says, unless that's accurate, but it says on Thursday, Friday, and Monday, it's 8 to 10 a.m.
Oh, no, you can do that.
I don't know if that was like a typo when you set it up, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. We'll fix it for you. And then is this phone number that we're on right now the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yes.
Okay. So 682-248-9532.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. And what's your last name, Eric?
T-R-I-A-N-A.
T-R-I-A-N-A. Triana. Okay. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you an invoice receipt and a full outline of the agreement since I got you the platinum for just the $299 rate.
It's just going to be icicleelegance@gmail.com.
Okay. And this will be a write-off for you too here in January. icicleelegance@gmail.com. Okay. Go ahead and save. All right. And then your profile needs to get Google verified. So what they'll do is they'll send you a card in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get the little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. And there's a 5-digit number on the back of that PIN that we'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
Terrence Creek.
Oh, okay. Terrence Creek. Is it Drive Avenue Road?
Drive.
Okay, let me see if I can find it here.
And then 76131.
76131. Interesting. Yeah, it's not coming up. Is it Terrace or Terrence?
Terrace.
Okay.
Terrace. Yeah, sorry about that.
No, you're fine. You're fine. It's hard to hear sometimes through these headsets. Okay, I'm fine. And you said Fort Worth 76131?
Yes.
Okay. Let me Google Maps this just to make sure. You could receive mail there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I got it. Here we go. Do you want the address hidden or displayed?
Hidden.
Okay. The weird thing is I typed it in as Terrace Creek, and then on Google, it changed it to Creek Terrace.
To how Creek you Terrace?
It. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was just my fault. I'm sorry about that.
No, it's okay. Once I looked it up on the map, it switched all the words around for me, and I was like, oh, there we go.
Sorry about that.
Oh, it's fine. It happens. But it's important that we make sure to get it right. And then you said to hide the address or leave it displayed. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Hide it.
Okay. So it'll still say Fort Worth, Texas, 76131 on your Google business profile, though. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. The street address will just be hidden, and then there's no way they could get, like, turn-by-turn directions to you.
Okay.
Okay. And then there's also a form that you'll need to fill out. Luckily, Texas is super lenient, so there won't be any license or insurance requirements for what you do, but obviously I recommend get insurance, just person to person. It's always a good thing to have. You never know if you run into some crazy people or you fall off a ladder or something.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then for your website, let me see here. You already have the domain name. You said it was .site, right? icicleelegance.site.
No, dot store.
Oh, dot store. Okay. Let's see. This pulls anything.
It should
out.
Be like
Squarespace.
Come up as private.
Yeah, it says private site Squarespace. Okay. Are you okay with me attaching this domain to the Google business profile right now, even though it's not active yet? Okay. That way, once it's active, it'll automatically already be up there. It'll just start showing the information. Okay. And hours of operation will be corrected. Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Eric. So I got your Google business profile set up. I'm going to send this to them for verification, and they'll send that letter out today. Like I said, when that PIN comes in the mail, you can't miss it. It'll say Google right on it, and then there's a little 5-digit number on the back that we'll need from you. So don't throw that away or mistake it for junk mail. You can always text or call in with that number. I'll also send my direct number and extension. Do you have oh yeah, you do have a logo. I found a little snowman here. Okay. Have you done any lighting work in the past that maybe we can use as like examples for the Google Business profile? Okay.
Can you like upload like catalogs as well?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to send you this email. If you can send in as much content as you have, we'll use that, not just for the Google Business profile, but for the Facebook page, Yelp, all the listings that we create for you. And if you want us to help you with the site, they'll ask you for access to the site, obviously. And then we can go in there and use that content. We could sit down with you and customize it, make sure it looks how you want it to look.
Perfect.
Yeah. We want to get you launched ASAP just because it's kind of a seasonal thing that you're targeting, and we're pretty much in season already. So want to get this thing going. Okay, website, good. Client, Google Business profile set up. Okay, so they want me to schedule a client interview with you. The client interview is where we'll sit down with you and we'll go over like the services you provide. They want to get more specific with the area. Like if you do go to Dallas, don't go to Dallas. They'll kind of draw a line in the sand essentially around you on where you will and won't go, and then the services that you will and won't provide at this time of the year. And then if you need help with the website, they'll get access to that, create the Facebook page as well. So usually the client interviews, they're about 30 to 45 minutes. It's all set questions. They know what to ask in order to get everything up and running. But we do ask for an hour in case you have extra questions or the call goes over. So is there a time later today or tomorrow where we can knock out this client interview?
We can do this today.
Yeah. Okay. What time works best for you?
12 to 1.
Okay. Let me pull up the calendar here. I'm going to send you a calendar invite between 12 and 1 Central, and then they'll text you as well. So you'll get a text message reminder about 1 hour prior. So about 11 o'clock. And if anything pops up or changes where you can't make it, they don't have 12 to 1. I have a 1 to 2.
I think that should be fine as well.
Okay. Sorry about that. It's because they're California-based, so they're 2 hours behind you.
Yes.
Okay. I gotcha. All right. So let me do 1 to 2. But same process. I'll send you the calendar invitation here, and then they'll text you 1 hour prior to the appointment just to make sure that it's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes to where you can't make the appointment, just let us know. I'm always here with you via text message and phone call. At the number that I've been texting you on, you could also call in. That's your customer service line. And we also have 24/7 customer service at the same number if you hit extension 1.
Okay, perfect.
All right. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $299, Eric, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. Now, is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
My name.
Okay. So it's Eric, and you pronounce it Triana, your last name?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to put Icicle Elegance on the invoice because Google advertising is a business expense, so you'll be able to write this off, and I want to make sure you can get that later. So it will have your first, last, and the business name on the invoice receipt. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're going to Google verify?
Yes, it should be.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for you.
Okay, so it's going to be 5178.
5178.
0592.
0592.
7610.
7610.
4172.
4172. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0430.
0430. And then 3-digit code on the back.
245.
245. Okay. And then I'm not going to process the payment yet. There is a security question that we're going to put in place. This is for your own protection. If you want to verify the identity of one of our reps when they contact you, or vice versa, if we just want to verify your identity, or if you authorize somebody to make a change, they're going to have to know this. So you have three options. You have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
They do it
It's funny because I didn't even know what city I was born in until I was like 19.
But I want to do the city one just because it's Fort Worth.
Oh, okay. Yeah, super easy.
Yeah. Then I can do that one.
Okay, we could do Fort Worth. You're actually in like the best area in the country for just any kind of lawn care, contracting, same thing, holiday lighting. For some reason, Fort Worth and the Dallas area, like that greater DFW, it's been like an industrial madhouse for the last like 10 years. It's insane. Wow. Like even for roofing contractors, general contractors, lawn care, landscaping, plumbing, HVAC, it's always like a hot spot in the United States for contractors.
Oh, and it keeps on growing as well.
Yeah, it just continues to be that way. It's like 10 years consecutively. I've been working here 12 years, and every time I see an account from DFW, I'm like, I know they're going to do well because it's just a hot spot. Like there's so much search and construction and jobs being done out there.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I have your business profile created and verified, security questions set in. PIN verification is going to go out now. Says allow 3 to 5 days to receive that in the mail. And then before I can process your transaction, I'll walk you through a voice verification. So this is a 60-second recording. It's added protection for you. It's going to outline the agreement, and I'm going to send this to you in writing as well. If I say anything that you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. You're on a recorded line here. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. Can you please state the name of your business to ensure the accuracy of your order?
Ethical Elegance.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Eric Triana. And I am the CEO.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, sir.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you've provided today?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay. It says 24 to 48 hours, but try to practice immediate response time, especially for what you do. You know, you don't want them going and calling another competing holiday lighting company, you know. So if you see those calls come in, definitely jump on them. We will offer you a Google Voice number, too. It's a free tracking number. It's no extra cost to you. So basically the tracking number, it'll display a different number to them, but when they call it, if you save it on your phone as like lead or job opportunity, you'll know that that's somebody calling from your online listings. That way you could separate it from like your personal calls if you use a cell phone.
Perfect.
Yeah. And we also have an app too, by the way. That's huge. I should have mentioned that sooner. If you go to your app store, doesn't matter what device you have, you just type in Local Splash, our company name. We have an app. They're going to send you your own username and password automatically when you sign up with us. And that'll keep track of all the leads from all platforms. It'll even have recordings of the conversations, where they searched from. That way, if you are missing calls, you could always go back in there and follow up with those people too. That way, we're not missing anything. Okay. And then where was I on this voice verification? I'm sorry. Okay. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company? Yes. Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertising during the term of your agreement with us?
Yes.
Okay. So we know what you already have, right? You're not going to, I mean, you shouldn't need anything else, right, after today because of the way I put you on that platinum package. But if you are going to add anything additional, please let us know. So that way we can make sure that you're not like duplicating any online listings or paying for something that we already are doing for you. Does that make sense?
Yes. I'm actually with Angie right now as well.
man, if you could do anything with that, you're going to love this. You might even wind up canceling those guys. I'm not supposed to tell you to because we're a Google partner. They record our calls, right? So I'm not saying cancel them, but they basically just put themselves on Google and resell leads that they get, and they charge people a lead fee, but they sell the lead to like 3 or 4 other guys. With this, you'll have your own listing. So people will just call you directly without the lead fees or the middleman, so to speak. So I think after like a couple months of this, I'm pretty sure you'll already make the decision.
It's different.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to tell you to cancel it, but you know, it's pretty obvious, like the difference when people are calling you directly versus something that's like texted to you that's going to 3 or 4 other people. It's just different results.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah. That's why I wanted to pick up on that as well.
Yeah.
Just to see it.
I can't tell you how many contractors I've worked with who have used that system, and I always hear either they really love it or they really hate it. You know, there's no in between.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you.
Yeah. The Google placements, I mean, you'll see. Yeah, it's going to be a no-brainer for you. Again, I can't tell you, hey, flat out cancel it just because they record our conversations, but you'll probably do that anyway. as a part of the verification process, it's really important that we receive the documents that your business will be required to have. So I know Texas is super lenient for what you do. They won't be requiring like a proof of insurance or a business license or anything like that. But they will send you a text regarding your Google verification. Anything they ask for there, we just ask that, you try to get that back to us within a 7-day period.
Okay.
Sounds
good.
All right. And then it says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is November 5th, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. That's going to be for the Platinum Package Bundle. Okay. Now, this is a 3-month verbal agreement. You're not binded to a contract, but it's a verbal agreement. Your monthly payments are going to automatically renew each month on the 5th day in that discounted amount of $299. So you'll keep that deal for as long as you're with us, but it is going to be automatically reoccurring. If you ever do want to discontinue or cancel the agreement, you can discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting our client support services at the customer service line. So you see that 877-635-6225 that I've been texting you on?
Yes.
Okay, that's our customer service line. Okay, there's 24/7 customer service. You can text or call that line at any time. If you cancel the account within the first 90 days, there is an early termination fee that will apply. To prevent charges for the next month of service, it says contact client support before the next bill is due, so that way we could stop it from automatically charging you. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to process this payment. Give me 1 second here. When it goes through, you're going to receive a outline of the agreement in writing called your subscription terms. So you want to go ahead and click on that and then sign off on the bottom of that. And then also they're going to send you the username and password for your account, a dashboard and tracking system, or the app, I should say.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, this is going to be great. You're right. You're right coming in. You're right at the point where we're coming into peak season here. So.
Yes, sir.
Be good.
What was that? Starting to get a lot of leads currently right now.
Google advertising, the more research you do, you'll be able to look this up too. Google advertising has been the most profitable way for business owners to market and advertise for the last 18 years. The hard part is really just getting these spots. So the fact that you got the spot, that should be a big game changer for your business, not just during the holiday season, but throughout the rest of 2026 and moving forward. Because you do lawn care as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So, I mean, we'll be able to keep you consistent and being found, not just for holiday lighting right now, but like I said, the lawn care and everything moving forward. It's just what everybody uses. You know, if you pull out your phone right now, even if you have an iPhone, it's going to default to the Google guys when you do that search for lawn care landscaping.
Sure.
So they own Android. They own Google Pixel. So those are all defaulted. And if the people happen to be searching on Bing, Yelp, Facebook, or one of those other directories, we're also covering you there too. So it should be a good long-term solution for you. All right. But I'm going to hit pay on here. I like to always wait until we're on the same page before I hit process. And then let me know when these text messages come through, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay, I got it.
Got it. All right, perfect. So, again, in there, you'll just find a full outline of the agreement in writing. So the things I want you to focus on is obviously sign off on your subscription terms here. The username and password will come through. Highly recommend you download our app, log into that, get familiar with that. That'll help you keep track of all your clients. The Google verification process, I'm going to start working on that right away. And then I have the client interview scheduled. It's going to be, where'd it go? Shoot, I'm sorry. Where's my calendar?
Be, 1 to 2 today.
Oh, okay. You already got the notification, right? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got it right here. It's going to be 1 to 2. It says 1 to 1:30, but it's going to be 1 to 2.
Okay.
All right. So look out for that phone call, but enjoy the rest of your day. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just remember, Eric, we're a phone call away. We got a team of professionals here with years of experience, so we'll be able to walk you through every step and make sure that it's working for you.
Yes, perfect. Oh, and I just wanted to say the Eric is spelled with just a K.
Oh, okay. Don't sign that. Don't sign that. I'm so sorry. Hold on 1 second. I'll send a fresh one with the updated information. I can't believe I asked how to spell your last name and didn't make sure of the first name. You know what the crazy part is my wife's name is Erica with just a K. Like it's E-R-I-K-A.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's Latina, but I don't know why. I just assumed E-R-I-C and didn't even ask. Jesus. She would be like, come on, you should know better.
That's the only way.
You know, the worst part is I used to mess it up all the time. Like when we first started dating, I was like putting it E-R-I-C-K-A, and then I was putting it E-R-I-C-A, you know, and she was just like, what? Yeah, she like showed me her ID one day, like, you know, this is how I spell my name, right? I was like, oh my God, I'm sorry. So I was like writing her like anniversary cards even, like we'd already been more than a year in, and it had C-K-A. It's embarrassing.
Oh my God.
Don't do that, man. Don't do that.
No, I'm not gonna lie. I did that with my fiance for the like partial beginning of our relationship.
Oh my God.
She still hooked like towards me. Like she was lying to me like once here, like here or there. Like she's like, you remember when you used to do this and that? I was like, oh yeah.
How you end up in the doghouse right there. They never forget, dude. They never forget. Never let you live it down. All right. So I just resent the updated subscription terms, so I should have your name correct on there now. Okay, perfect. So whenever you're ready, yeah, go through that, sign off on that. Then, like I said, the tracking system information will be there for you, so that way you can keep track of it. You have us here for you, and then you got that client interview scheduled between 1 and 2.
Perfect.
All right, Eric. Well, I got to update the client interview, too. I put on there E-R-I-C on the client interview notification. I'm sorry. I'll fix it. All right. Well, have a great rest of your day, and then look out for our phone call between 1 and 2, okay?
Yes, sir. You too.
All right. Thank you so much. You're very welcome. Bye-bye.